from the vault. High atop the pastoral center of the Diocese of Camden, you're listening to Talking Catholic.
Hello, everybody. It's Mike Walsh. You're listening to Talking Catholic. This is not the usual voice you hear at the beginning of the program. That's because our beloved Pete Sanchez is out today, so it's just me. But don't worry, we've got a pinch hitter. We have Marianela Nunez, past and future guest, and our emergency co-host. She's the field consultant for Latino enrollment for the Diocese of Camden's Office of Schools, and she's one heck of a great person. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me, Mike.
No, this is wonderful.
Don't be jealous, Pete.
No, be jealous, Pete. I already warned him that if he could get Wally pipped out of this, he could be the guy that loses his job due to injury.
We would never do that, Mike. We're Catholic.
Okay, there's that.
Yeah.
So anyway, how is everything well with you these days?
It is perfect. You know, kids are good.
Well, it's good that you're our pinch hitter today, because Catholic Schools Week is coming up, and this program is going to be focused on Catholic schools, and you're about, what, 30 minutes away from having to pick up your children at school, right?
Yes, yeah, that's right. I think it's perfect, the opportunity to be back here with our invited guests.
Oh, yes. We're very excited about that. We will get to her in one moment. But before that, we want to talk about some things that are coming up. Catholic Schools Week is next week. It takes place from the 28th to the 3rd. For many of you, you may, when you go to Mass this week, you may have presentations from area schools. And we hope that you will listen to what the students, the parents, the alumni who will be speaking with you have to say about their experiences in present-day Catholic schools and how Catholic schools form them and turn them into the adults and professionals and homemakers that they are today. You know, Catholic school educator, right, Marianela?
I am.
Can you imagine living your life any differently if you hadn't gone to a Catholic school?
Actually, I went to public schools at the beginning of my life, and I know the difference, mm-hmm. and I can tell you there is a big difference.
There is, I agree.
A positive one.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, of course, positive difference. But great experience for me. I did 16 years of Catholic schools and going all through through my bachelor's degree in college. And I would not have traded that for anything. It was a great experience.
It was the same for me. I love my nuns and the knowledge I got and, you know, the individualized attention I got. It was mm-hmm. awesome.
So in addition to Catholic Schools Week next week, we also have the Tri-State Gospel Concert coming up on February 11th.
What is that, Mike?
That is a concert of a number of Catholic ministries, particularly Black Catholic ministries in the Tri-State area, are going to come together and do a performance at the Gordon Theater at Rutgers University. And you can go to the Diocesan website to find out more about it. And
how much are the tickets?
Marianela, did you read this beforehand? I was just thinking in my head, wait, how much are the tickets? I think it's free.
It's a free event.
It is a free event.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. That is very cool. And our own gospel choir will be performing at it, and they are fantastic.
It's actually
one of the things Bishop Sullivan remarks about the most is how much he loves them. So I highly recommend you come out, and it's a great event. So if you're looking for good gospel music, you will not be let down.
Definitely.
Well, we also have on Tuesday, February 13th, the next Theology on Tap. This one will be a little bit different. It'll be at Mary Mother Joseph Center of Hospitality Center at 1215 Crescent Road in Cherry Hill. There'll be pizza and wings. Doors open at 6:30, pizza and wings at 7, and a reflection led by young adults at 7:30, and then a closing prayer at 8:30. This is their Mardi Gras celebration, so it's very much going to be a celebration time for everyone together. So I hope you'll come out to that by all means and check out the details for that on the Diocese of Camden's calendar. And then upcoming, there'll be a Theology on Tap with Father Nick Dudo on March 13th. And on April 18th, there'll be another one with Father Chuck Colazzi. So lots of stuff coming up.
For those in their 20s and 30s, remember that.
Yes, I will be there recording it. However, I'm an invited guest because I exceed the age limit. But it's still a wonderful thing to go to, and I highly recommend it for
not for so people. Much, right, Mike?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen your face there, young person. I think we need to get you out there.
I think so too.
Yeah. for no other reason, a night out from the kids. There you go.
No, I need that.
Yeah. I hear you, sister. The and then finally, kind of a cool thing that our Catholic Charities Office, not kind of a very much a cool thing that our Catholic Charities Office does, free tax filing services for. Certain groups, the elderly, household incomes of $54,000 or less, persons with disabilities, and limited English speaking taxpayers and ITIN filing status. If you qualify for this kind of a program, we'll have IRS certified volunteers who can give you free basic income tax return prep work. I will sit with you, go through your tax returns so that you can file on time. This runs from February 3rd to April 15th, weekdays by appointment only, Saturdays from 10 to 1:30, and it takes place at the Catholic Charities headquarters at 1845 Haddon Township at Camden, New Jersey. And you'll be hearing a little bit more about this as we go through, probably as we get closer to IRS day of April 15th. My wife was a tax person for years, and this was the 2 months where I just didn't see her.
Wow.
So much work being done. But certainly if you fall into any of those categories, I highly recommend it. The services are great, and they always have people on hand to help.
It's a great opportunity for low-income families as mm-hmm. well.
So on one other thing, we did that in 6 minutes and 45 seconds. So apparently Pete was slowing us down as we were getting into 10 minutes and 12 minutes. So hey. Perfect. This is great.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know, Pete. I'm keeping a checklist of all the things we do differently while you're not here. We'll have to see if you come back or not.
Oh, we love you,
Just
Pete.
Just kidding. He's coming back. I really couldn't imagine doing this without Pete's influence. And there's a reason why. It's sitting across from us right now. Pete is our primary scheduler for the podcast. And before he went out with terrible flu and legitimate flu as well, he's actually tested and out for a while, he was able to secure us our Catholic Schools Week interviewee. We have Molly Webb with us, the principal of Resurrection Catholic School in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Thank you very much for joining us today.
I feel honored to be here.
Thank you, Molly.
This is wonderful. And basically, you know, we want to have a conversation. We've wanted to have you on for a couple of times, a couple of different scheduling things. We weren't able to make it happen, so I'm so happy we're finally able to get you on. You know, as we're looking down the barrel here of Catholic Schools Week coming, starting on Sunday, one of the things I was curious about is, as you're sort of planning your festivities, what is it that you want to try to focus on as you're putting together a Catholic Schools Week?
We really try to focus on all the people that influence Catholic school, but also what really keeps Catholic school vibrant. And, you know, it really is the people and it's the encounter. And so we really try to make sure that that's a focus mm-hmm. In everything that we do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, in my world, I look at, you know, marketing materials and, oftentimes, not necessarily within our diocese, but elsewhere, I'll see pictures of buildings and classrooms. I'm like, that is not a school. The school is always the activity and the interaction and
the kids.
It really is. And particularly how the kids and the teachers interact, how the parents become part of the school. It is very much a family at that school. And if you kind of know that and feel that, the experience of being in any school, but certainly a Catholic school, is so much more enhanced. Would you agree?
Totally. And I actually just have like a little story real quick, just because it happened today, and it made my heart warm, because I just thought, this just doesn't happen other places. One of our preschool students, who usually is at ACE, you know, sweetheart, everybody, he's just known throughout the school, Isaac, you know, and he wasn't feeling so hot, so his mom picked him up early. And so when she went into the classroom, he went to go pack up, and the students are like, "You didn't hug us goodbye." But it got even better. So then I got a picture of this group hug. I mean, they all were like, "Goodbye, Isaac." And then again, he goes back to his mom. He's getting his coat on. And then another student goes, "You didn't say you loved us." Oh, and sure enough, I know. And I'm like sitting there thinking, this is how I got to end my day. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's love in so many ways, but it's just so okay to do it right there. And it's just such a part of who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Molly, you've been at Resurrection for how many years now?
A year and a half.
Okay. In that brief time, now that you're into your second cycle as principal at Resurrection, how are you, have you sort of like, you know, sort of immersed yourself in the job? Now you feel more at ease as principal?
This year I do, but I still feel like, you know, and I think I always felt this way as a teacher, that you always are still learning. And so, although I feel more confident in, you know, some of the nitty gritty stuff, like how do you do this form? I did that last year. I can do it this year. I now kind of have a baseline. You always want to push it forward and make sure that you're able to connect to all the kids, you know, and what I love about Catholic schools is, yes, you think about that academically. You think about it socially, but you very much think about that spiritually. And from that component, I just feel like you're always learning, you're always growing because the kids are a little bit different. And, you know, sometimes an outside force can change how a student's thinking or feeling. And it's like, okay, well, how are we going to help this student continue to learn and grow through life? And it really is a faith life.
So during Catholic Schools Week, we celebrate Catholic education and the gift we bring to our country and to the world through Catholic education, which is an amazing gift. This is how we see it. This is how we brand it in our diocese. How do you celebrate Catholic Schools Week?
Well, we do something different each day. So the first thing that we started to do last year is we started a student council. So the student council on Monday is going to focus on civic leaders, and they're going to go around to all of our classes, and they're going to share about civic leaders and also how their faith has impacted them as leaders. And then, you know, since they're now experiencing that themselves personally, that's very, they're just the perfect people to talk about it. And then the next day, we actually are going to Mass twice. We're going to Mass as our opening Sunday Mass, but then the students are leading a Tuesday Mass. So they'll be leading the Catholic Schools Week Mass on Tuesday. And of course, we're very proud of our arts at Resurrection Catholic. So in the afternoon, we're going to have our dry run of our Broadway Kids production. And this year, they're doing The Wizard of Oz, and that's grades 3 through 5. They're just incredible. And you want to talk about families. It's just such a teacher, family, parent. It could not be done without the parents. They're just incredible. And they're just, they want to see their kids have opportunities in different areas because every child's unique, you know? So the academics are so important, and we always, you know, ask them to strive and challenge themselves there. But some people have gifts that are just different than that true school, you know, traditional school related gift of just being able to do well on a test. So that gives other students a chance to shine, which is what we're supposed to do, you know? That's just... as Catholics.
Exactly. There's a very holistic nature to a Catholic school that I don't think you get elsewhere. You know, we can literally touch every part of a person's life.
It's incredible. I can attest to that. Like, I remember first time I became a part of Catholic education, I was in sixth grade, and I remember that teacher telling me, you know, you are God's gift and you are a treasure. And those words remained with me. And then I remember her telling her this to my grandmother. And my grandmother came back home, you know, just so happy to hear these words from a teacher who, like, really cared about who I was and about my talents. And I was really able to develop them during my Catholic school years. It was such a gift.
It's true. You know, I'm curious. You know, usually we talk a little bit more about our guests' background, and we kind of jumped right into Catholic Schools Week when we were talking to you. So when did you sort of know, and as you were going through schooling yourself, that maybe being an educator was something you wanted to do?
So I went through all Catholic school, like you, 16 years. And for me, I just always felt a deep connection to God. And my mom raised 4 of us on her own. So they were so supportive, and just, I can't imagine how my mom could have raised her children without the support of the families that went to the same school as us. So when did I know? I just always loved, as I got old enough, kind of sixth grade, I loved working with children. And it's almost like I can't imagine having ever done anything else. I've said to the students at Resurrection, you know, I'm not passionate about a lot of things, you know, but I'm passionate about children. And I love when we're able to connect with them and help them through a difficult time that they're having, whether it's with another student or a subject or some outside factor that's impacting their life at that moment, you know, and that's why I always go back to the word encounter, because it's that, you know, and I think that's really what did it for me.
Yeah. Sweet. The, you know, we talk about our, you know, just looking back in your past, you know, it triggered a thought in my head that when we talk about our schools and the benefit of our schools is that by going through a Catholic education, our students become better members of society, you know, not just better Catholics, but, you know, future leaders. Have you sort of, as an educator, as a principal now, have you kind of had the opportunity to see any of your students sort of begin to attain that level?
That's one of the things that I get most proud of at Resurrection, because, and I think that's historic, because although I'm here a year and a half as a principal, I did teach there earlier. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I was there and then I was not there for a little while and then I was back again. They can't get rid of me. So one of the things that I just always remark upon is how our students really, they leave and they go on to be leaders wherever they go. Mm-hmm. And in different ways. Sometimes it is the school lead. Sometimes it's that they're a leader in student council. Sometimes they're the student body president. And yet then there are certain kids that go on to are very social justice minded, and they go to be leaders there. And then of course there's the academic gift, you know, where you're the president of the National Honor Society and things like that. I feel like they find their way, and I just feel like we've done a good job of setting the foundation and nurturing their self-concept so that they're not afraid to be who they are and to show that who they are to others and to help others.
Most importantly, being a Catholic is really a call to service in whatever format it's going to be. And I really, whatever service attribute I have to me, I'd like to believe began I received it in school. Actually, I can point to different times as both in elementary school, high school, and in college where there were service elements that were really life-changing opportunities for me. So, which I'm not sure you would have gotten in. I'm sure public schools have service requirements, but the nature of the service requirements were not requirements, but volunteering that we did was something I don't think any other school would have been able to do. You know, let's talk a little bit about Resurrection. It's in Cherry Hill.
It's in Cherry Hill.
And how many students?
We have 392 if you count preschool.
That's a healthy Catholic school.
That's a good number, right?
Yeah. Yes. I like we're that. Proud of that number.
That is solid. And you just finished a building project too, right?
We did. I really came in. I used to play basketball, so I can't. You know, nobody thinks that because I'm, you know, not the tallest girl in the world. But as soon as that gym was done, I mean, I was as bad as the kids. I'm like this. I mean, we still kind of walk in every day. And I actually said this earlier today to one of the teachers. I'm like, I still walk into the gym and I'm just like, wow. You know, you really feel blessed to have it. And you see, like we held our first dodgeball tournament and, you know, the kids had such a blast, but it was also during one of the Eagles games. And, parents were like, okay, are we still going to have this? And we did. But what we did was we also had the playing in the parish center. And I felt like it was the spirit of community that we're able to have there. And, you know, parents coming together in a world where it's so much harder, I think, to slow down. That they slowed down and they had that time together. And that's when you feel successful, when the parent comes over to you and says, we just had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, and it was really just sharing that fellowship of just being with one another.
Yeah. And there was some wisdom in that project as well. I went over there just for the first time yesterday, as luck would have it, for a meeting. It was in, you have a meeting area.
That's where the game was.
that was brilliant. Mm-hmm. What an interesting idea for a building project to add a little like conference room.
Oh yeah. Over there. It's really nice.
A really well-built one, too, I might say. You would not have thought you were walking into a Catholic school with how gorgeous it was.
We feel really blessed. I mean, you know, I say lucky, but it really is such a blessing. And, you know, the school, we never had a gym. So it's not like we have this gym that's been updated and we always had one. We always wanted one and never never had one. And I think there were some people who thought it just, it wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. And,
it did.
And, they're so thankful to Father Tom and his initiative to have that vision, because he really was the driving force behind that. Mm-hmm. And it took patience, but here we have it. And when I watched, just even on Sunday, we had volleyball for the first time this past school year, and the volleyball coaches just get together on Sunday in the afternoon so the kids can play together and the families come. And it's just very much a just low key get together. Let's again build the fellowship, and it's
great
just takes
stewardship.
And it takes so many people. You know, like I sit there and I just feel like I'm blessed to be a part of such a group that is welcoming. And you know, yeah. So it stems from Father Tom and the whole parish staff.
Yeah, that is a great campus you're on. The church is right across the parking mm-hmm. lot from the school. And Father Tom Newton, he's a great one there. We like working with him a lot. He was actually on the interview team that hired me. So I from the very beginning, I've been a fan.
Well, if you're leaving the area, remember.
I
to
wonder
stop
if your ears are burning now.
Christ Our Lady Parish is a beautiful parish, and the school's beautiful. You're in a good spot, which is nice to see. But Marianella, you go around all of our schools, and each of them, you know,
I do. All of them have something special to it.
They really do,
and they really mean a lot for their communities, which is, you know, it's lovely to see people talking about how much they love their schools. Like, it doesn't matter how old the building is. Maybe the things they lack, but they know there's something else that is not only the building, but what they create and what they do there.
Yeah, there's an intangible quality that you don't get in other places. And I believe I visited all of our schools at this point, and there's not one I don't enjoy walking into, either because the kids are just so incredibly lovely to be around. The teachers are always engaged, but what I do like to see is, you know, obviously this is not a district like other school systems, so it's not cookie cutter. Everything you see is kind of unique
mm-hmm.
to its region, which I think is an incredible blessing. And you know, my son's now in the he's in fourth grade, so he's now to the point where he's on the traveling basketball team. So we go to all the other schools, and it's nice to go into them not as, you know, the guy that works for the diocese, but as, you know, a parent, and go, wow, I love what they did to this place. This is fantastic.
Awesome.
And he goes to the school that I grew up in. It was St. Catherine's when I was there. It's now St. Michael's. But I love the fact that, you know, generations, you know, there's a second generation going there. So it makes me very happy.
And as parents and as Catholics, we have the responsibility to keep these places, mm-hmm. to keep these schools open, and to keep them growing. So it's our responsibility to really do this more and more.
And not just the parents' responsibility. As Catholics, we should be supporting
exactly.
Catholic schooling, because there is no other way to do this. Now, ideally, all of our children would go to a Catholic school. We know that that's not the case anymore for a variety of reasons. Though, if you ask me, I think one of the things I feel very, I don't know if pride is the right word, but I'm glad that I sacrificed to send my son to a Catholic school versus sacrificing to go to Disney for a week, you know?
Yeah, it's a question of values, you know?
It really is. And I'll choose Catholic schooling over, don't get me wrong, I love Disney, and you know, but it's once every 10 years, not once every year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, really, you have to make the decision to do the sacrifice for the education of your children, and not only for that academic piece that it means, but because it means an integral education for the whole person, for the whole mind, and for the spirit. So if you want to really get that out of your children, this is your best bet.
Yeah. You know, last year I talked at the Catholic Schools Week masses, and one of the things that I had shared, because I was having, you know how you were saying Catholic school, it's an intangible. You don't really know how to describe what it is unless you've experienced it. And I actually, when I was talking to them, the night before, my 18-year-old at the time had asked me to go and play basketball at the new gym. And I said, well, the gym really wasn't built for us. But then I thought, this is crazy. My 18-year-old is asking me to play basketball with them. So, you know, we went over. Nobody was in there. So we went in. And as I was shooting hoops with him, it really came to me what I wanted to say. And it was really that Catholic school has always given me hope. you know, and a belief that the hope stems from faith, but it's a hope that we can make a better world and make a difference.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't describe it to people, but I just think that that's such a gift that we end up giving back to ourselves because you're so proud of the kind of human being you are and what you are doing with the world that is your reality.
Mm-hmm. I've said on this podcast a number of times, often with in regards to our youth and young adult, but it's true with the schools as well. Anytime I'm feeling like the world is going to hell in a handbasket, all I need to do is walk into one of the schools and be around the young people. I'm like, oh no, we got a shot. Mm-hmm. This is going to be okay. You know, when we went to the March for Life in DC on Friday. The thing that blows me away each and every year is how many young people are there. When we do the Theology on Tap, just 30 young adults together talking about their faith publicly in a public place. And then when I go into the schools, knowing here are people who are surrounded on every side with the loving grace and knowledge of God, I'm like, okay, we've still got a shot. This is going to be okay. Everything will be fine. There's another generation coming behind mm-hmm. me that's going to get it right, you know? And a generation beyond that that's going to get it right. For 2,000 years, that's been the case. And I truly believe that it'll continue. Right?
Yeah, if the work continues to be done, we will still have hope and we will have the great results we've been having for many years.
And I tell our students all the time that they're the new hope. You know, I kind of use that Star Wars analogy, but they are the hope for our world. And that's, I look at them and I do have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
That's great.
It's, Bishop Sullivan is often says, you know, it's not the next generation, it's this generation. They are our salvation. You know, we'll guide them as best we can and you know, until they're in a position where they can be authoritative. But and, you know, they are one of us. We don't need to, as Greg Coogan, the director of Youth and Young Adults, says, we don't need to talk down to our students or our young adults. We need to work with them.
Of course. And we need to learn from them too. Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Their new needs and how we can meet them, right? Mm-hmm. I think our world not only needs people who are prepared academically speaking, but those who really care about the things they're doing to find their passion, to find their purpose in life. And we are great at doing this and mm-hmm. getting this out of them.
So, Marianelle, going back to talking about what's going around the diocese, can you tell us what some events that different schools are doing?
Well, there's a lot of going on, including like pasta dinners, celebrating Catholic educations with grandparents, celebrating the students' peace. They do really cool events with the students to celebrate them, celebrate people in leadership within the schools. I'm going to Our Lady Star of the Sea this Sunday for their opening mass as a speaker. And, you know, I think the majority of the schools are having a Sunday mass this Sunday to celebrate Catholic education. And, you know, we're going to be there talking about the value of a Catholic education and why is it important and why we need to really do the sacrifice as good Catholics to be part of this. Mm-hmm. Because it's like the coolest thing in the world, Mike. Like, you know, you have your kid doing what you're teaching them at home and understanding sometimes even more of the things we do as Catholics and why we do it. It's a great opportunity to keep growing as a family and to keep growing in faith. I think the nicest thing is that, you know, you see your child coming home and, you know, sitting at the table with you and saying, like, don't forget to say grace, you know? Isn't that mm-hmm. nice? That's... Like, you know, it touches your heart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's learning something valuable. And
And he asks a lot of probing questions now. When he asks questions, you know, oftentimes there is a faith element to it that would not have happened if his teacher in school didn't talk about something, let's say something science related, and made that connection to somehow or it's connected to faith, and which is outstanding. I love the fact that that's for me as a science aficionado. I love going to seminars where they talk about the intersection of science and faith, where you would the secular world would have you believe that those two things are in conflict with each other.
Yeah.
But that's not the case at all. They're actually very much in concert with each other. It's all about discovery and understanding. That's they're similar doctrines.
Well, talking about science, we do have a couple of schools like having science fairs and you know, spelling bees. There's a lot of things going on academically. Some more kind of like fun stuff. Some food is included in this week, like you can't get it out. Celebrating diversity of the schools. It's a whole bunch of things that we do, not only with the intention to make our kids and our schools crazy, but with the intention to really celebrate the gift of Catholic education.
Yeah,
it's a fine balance. We don't want them crazy.
No, Molly.
We do have some fun things planned so that they can enjoy the fun part of the day, but also the reflective piece too.
How are the kids today, like waiting for and preparing for Catholic Schools Week?
They're very good. You know, they're funny. They start to probably, they'll hone in tomorrow because we always do like a school assembly on Friday, kind of leading up into it. So tomorrow is when they'll really start to like ramp up. But they really do a nice job. I mean, I have to say we have great students and, you know, and sometimes it's just taking the time to bring out the best in one another and remembering to see God in one another. Mm-hmm. But, we'll do a little mad science. Speaking of science, we're doing a little mad science assembly, and then we have a pasta food, pasta family night with bingo. So, you know, I'm a little competitive, so I like to win. I haven't yet. But I think this year's my year.
Oh, good luck with that.
I know. I know my son's school's having a multicultural dinner. I think actually before Catholic school.
It's this Friday.
Yeah.
See, I know that.
Wow, man, you really are following these things. And then Monday, I'm moderating a spelling bee at my son's school for the 8th grade class, which I always look forward to. This will be my fourth year doing that, I think. Yeah. I like to make people think that I know how to spell things when my father helps me, and we are the two worst spellers on the face of the earth.
But don't say that.
It's all right.
The communications director.
Hey, listen, the communications director needs spell check just as much as everybody else does.
Grammarly is a beautiful thing.
It really is.
I really love it as a second language learner. Thank God for the one who invented it.
That and Google Translate.
Of course.
They're very useful. Unfortunately, though, we're going to keep this quick today because we all have to get out of here. So unfortunately, we got to wrap it up. But just some final thoughts about Catholic Schools Week. Molly, anything in particular you're looking forward to in the next week?
It's just enjoying and celebrating who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, you take this week to just take a moment and sit back and just appreciate who we are and who we strive to be, and just remind our, you know, current families who we are and who we strive to be, and also the new families with all the open houses. And, you know, we have a lot of new families this year, so I feel like it's, for some people, it's going to be their first Catholic Schools Week.
I envy them. That's they're going to have fun.
How about
you? What are you looking forward to this week?
Well, I'm looking forward to be a speaker at Our Lady Star of the Sea, and I'm also looking forward to be visiting some of our schools within the diocese. Like, you know, our office is going to be visiting a few schools. We're looking at the events that are happening and kind of like picking those. And I know Bishop Sullivan is also going to be present at some of our schools during the week. So we're looking forward to, you know, all of that spirit of celebration of the Catholic Schools Week.
For me, I'm looking forward to the food. I am looking forward to seeing, because we've asked that all the schools send us whatever they're putting up on social media during Catholic Schools Week. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then lastly, I'm very interested to see how they marry Catholic Schools Week on Friday with all the prep for the Super Bowl that I'm sure that the schools will be doing. So I expect to see that last day of Catholic Schools Week will be a lot of green.
I've been keeping it a surprise. That is one thing that's being asked a lot. And I'm like, we'll do something. Mm-hmm. I just have a feeling they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a feeling.
So
this is a general excitement.
Oh, yeah.
A double excitement.
Yeah, I'm going. I literally can't wait for the game. And here I am as a 45-year-old man. Anyway, well, thank you, everybody, for checking in. Molly, thank you very much for joining
us
today in the vault.
Me.
Marinella, thanks for pinch hitting for Pete. I really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime.
No problem. I always threaten him that one day I'm just replacing him with you. But you know,
one day we'll do a podcast together, Pete, just you and I, okay?
Hey, you guys already had that.
You're making me think of that song. Lionel Richie, I think.
No, there you go.
Well, but aren't you forgetting something, Mike?
Well, I remember you did the Spanish. Oh, wait, am I forgetting something?
Yeah, the three things we asked our guests to tell us.
Oh, you know what? We stopped doing that this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And updated.
The hot seat then.
However, you're the co-host. If you would like to give her three questions, you're more than welcome to.
I'm nervous now.
Tell us something about you that people wouldn't generally know or expect.
Mm.
And then your favorite artists?
Okay, my favorite artist. I love Billy Joel. I kind of let everything hang out. I always feel like, you know, my husband says, tell me how you really feel. So I don't know if there's too many surprises, except for that I don't have a favorite food. It depends on the day. What is my favorite?
Oh.
Wow.
So that's kind of. Are you very open to food? Like,
I'll try anything.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good.
Adventurous.
What was the last one?
Anything you want it to be. It usually is something people usually ask, like, who your favorite saint is or what your favorite book is. My personal favorite, however, is what is the best advice you've been given, you've overheard, or you've given?
I really like that one. Come on, Molly.
Now you guys really have me. The best advice I've ever been given is just keep smiling. Just keep smiling. Anything that happens in life, you just keep smiling, it'll get better. Mm-hmm. But that's probably it. It's just so simple. I was like, okay.
That's a good way to
add. All right.
It's just that
it's positive, a positive, yeah.
Positive attitude.
Yeah. You're always smiling.
So. I do that.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all you're left with is just keep smiling. Mm-hmm. But that's true, though.
You get away better with smiles, Mike.
Yeah. But me or people in general?
People in general.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know about me. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us, everybody. And check in with us next week when Pete will be back. And I think next week we'll be discussing the House of Charity. So we have a good lineup of guests coming in that Sheila McGurl's been lining up for us. So we're looking forward to it. And have a good week, everybody. And we'll talk to you later.